Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to provide insight into the Gambia's ongoing efforts to protect the health and well-being of our population while addressing the challenges we continue to face in the health sector. Over the years, the Gambia has developed laws and policies designed to protect the population from environmental hazards. Despite these efforts, ensuring access to adequate clean potable water and reducing air pollution remains significant challenges. In 2020, the government developed a water sanitation and hygiene waste policy and strategy, which led to the establishment of a technical working group to coordinate the participation of relevant ministries, departments, and stakeholders in waste intervention. The primary aim of this policy is to create an enabling environment where all households in the Gambia are well informed about the importance of safe sanitary practices and hygiene for improved health outcomes. Through these initiatives, the Gambia is striving to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals related to sanitation and hygiene, with a commitment to improving universal access to these essential services. Significant legislative strides have also been made. For instance, the Anti-Littering Regulation 2007 prohibits littering in public places, while the Tobacco Control Act 2016 enforces restrictions on smoking in enclosed spaces within 100 meters of public places. Workplaces, public transport, and areas providing services, you know, to minors. These laws aim to reduce environmental hazards, including air pollution, particularly for children who are most vulnerable to such risks. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with UNICEF, has made great efforts to prevent water and air pollution by establishing the WASH group. Together, we have constructed WASH facilities in schools, addressing the issue of open defecation and promoting personal hygiene among students. Mr. Vice President, access to healthcare has seen considerable improvements. In the past, pregnant women face immense challenges, with some giving birth under discomforting and unsafe conditions, including on donkey carts. Today, the government has introduced a community ambulance system, bringing critical healthcare services closer to the communities. Additionally, many health facilities have been refurbished and new ones have been constructed, bringing us closer to achieving the target of ensuring that no community is more than a 3-kilometer radius from a health facility. We are still deeply remorseful about the acute kidney injury, AKI, incident that claimed the lives of 73 innocent Gambian children. The ministry's surveillance system quickly identified the problem, allowing other countries using the same medication to learn from the Gambia's case and mitigate similar risks. To prevent such strategies in the future, we are constructing a food and drug laboratory, which is near completion and scheduled to be commissioned before August this year. Additionally, all drugs purchased for use in the Gambia now undergo a stringent registration process, including testing in WHO-accredited laboratories, either prior to shipment or before distribution. Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, on children born out of wedlock and health services, you know, children born out of wedlock in the Gambia are entitled to birth certificate irrespective of supporting documents, you know, from the paternal side. They are also eligible to obtain other national documents and access health services, ensuring equality in providing fundamental rights. The Ministry of Health ensures that children and people with disabilities access health facilities by providing RAMS, disabled-friendly sanitary facilities, free vaccination services, rehabilitation services, mental health support, and other necessary interventions. The introduction of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, has further strengthened this commitment. under Part 5, Section 35 of this Act states that persons with disability, including people with albinism, are exempted from paying premiums, protecting vulnerable groups from financial hardships associated with medical care. The Ministry is working closely with international partners such as the World Bank, the Global Fund, WHO, UNICEF, and UNFPA to roll out the NHIS nationwide. This initiative aims to eliminate user charges at the point of service delivery, ensuring equitable access to healthcare for all Gambians, especially vulnerable groups. Specialized healthcare services and awareness programs tailored to meet the unique needs of children with albinism are limited. However, necessary steps have been taken. The Association of Gambian Albinos, AGA, established in October 2021, focuses on raising awareness about albinism, dispelling myths, and reducing stigma. AGA conducts awareness campaigns and advocates for the rights and well-being of individuals with albinism. Additionally, the Gambia celebrates International Albinism Awareness Day, you know, annually on June 13th. AGA and other stakeholders organize events to promote understanding and support for individuals with albinism. The government recognizes the need to address the unique medical needs of children with albinism, particularly in preventing and treating skin cancer and various problems. Although specific national policies in this area are limited, regional frameworks guide the development of healthcare policies for this purpose. Training healthcare professionals to address the special medical needs of children with albinism remains a priority. While large-scale training programs are yet to be fully implemented, recommendations from the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child provide a foundation for advancing these efforts. Despite significant progress, challenges persist in securing adequate funding for essential services. For example, the ministry's drug budget has increased from $60 million to $240 million, but still falls short of meeting, you know, the country's need. This requires prioritizing essential drugs while working closely with the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs and donor partners, you know, to develop sustainable solutions. Additionally, digitization of private services remains a priority, as it will streamline and enhance healthcare delivery. Mr. Vice President, while challenges remain, the Gambia is resolute in its efforts to promote health outcomes, you know, for all citizens, particularly vulnerable groups, such as persons with disabilities and children with albinism. Through collaboration, innovation, and targeted investment, the Gambia continues to move closer to achieving its vision of equitable access to quality healthcare for all. Thank you.